tents that we build, Allah says, you can build a tent. Let me show you the types of tents I build. Again, Allah is putting us in our place for those who doubt His ability to bring the dead back to life. And if you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes Fir'aun as what? وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِلْ أَوْتَادِ in Surah Al-Fajr. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِلْ أَوْتَادِ. Why does Allah call Fir'aun the one who had awtad? There are two opinions. One opinion is that Fir'aun had such a massive army that when his army would camp out in a desert, you'd see nothing but tents. You'd see an ocean of tents. So Fir'aun, the one who had many tents, awtad. And it also refers to the fact that he used to crucify people. Just as you nail a tent into the ground, he used to crucify people and used to nail them to the cross, anyone who defied his authority. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying that my power is not only seen on the earth, you can even see my power in yourself. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Allah says, I created you in pairs. The ulama say azwaja here can mean male and female. Allah is saying that I created you and I also designed you in a way that you are able to reproduce. How many of us can build something and we have this thing able to replicate on its own? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala designs a being who is able to reproduce, to recreate, to procreate. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. Azwaja can also mean diversity. So one opinion is it means male and female. Another opinion is it can also refer to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created the human being, He didn't just create every human being exactly the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human beings with variety, different colors, different shapes, different sizes, different backgrounds. It's an achievement to create insan, but it's also another great achievement to create a human being with unlimited diversity. There are no two human beings that are exactly the same. Even twins, they have a different fingerprint. Allah says, I created the human being in diverse shapes and forms. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He says, we made your naum, your sleep, subata. I'll explain what the word subata means, but before that, what is the meaning of the word naum? In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala naum. There is a difference between sinatun wa naum. Sina is what happens when you're listening to a tafsir lecture, right? You start to doze off, right? It starts to overtake you. That slumber starts to overtake you. Naum is what? Naum is deep sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, He's speaking about one of His blessings. One of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sleep. You know, if you look at the lifespan of a human being, if a human being lives for 90 years, guess what he's doing for 30 years? He's sleeping. And man, that's a long time. 30 years out of 90 years on average, you're going to spend sleeping. So naum is that deep sleep. So what does Allah say? Allah says, I have made this sleep subata. Subata is what? Subata literally means to cut something off. So for example, the Arabs would say, Sabata sha'ara, he cut his hair. Even the word subata has a common meaning even in the Jewish tradition. So the Jews, their day that they would not work is what day? Yom Sabt. Sabt, it's related to this word subata, which means to cut off, because Bani Israel, they would cut off work on Saturday, Yom Sabt, from the word subata. When you sleep, you're also cut off the soul is cut off from the body. Sleep, brothers and sisters, is an important reminder of death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every night, He gives us a taste of death. He has us experience this disconnection, the separation of body and soul. It happens every night. But Allah says, I'm giving you a dose of this temporary subata, this temporary disconnection. And this should have you think about the permanent cutoff, the permanent disconnection between the body and the soul. Sleep cuts you off from your daily affairs, from your family relations. It disconnects you from this world, from this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us every day, I disconnect you from dunya. And this should have you think and reflect over the day when I will permanently cut you off from the dunya. وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. I have made the night as a covering. Well, subhanallah, when you look at all of the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses, a lot of them are related to human activities. So libasa is a garment, right? I need to, for example, sew some clothes to cover something up, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that I can cover something up without any garment. Allah says the way I cover things up is through layl, through darkness. My libas that I create is the night. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا. And this is why you find that most crimes are committed when? At nighttime, because it's like a garment. It conceals. It covers. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. And we have made the day. Ma'asha is either ظَرْف زَمَان, meaning it's an adverb of time, or it's a masdar. Now what's the difference? So either Allah is saying, we made the day a means of livelihood, or we made it a time for livelihood. What's the difference? If we say, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, if we say ma'asha is a masdar, which is a noun that describes a verb, if we say it's a masdar, it means that the day itself is what provides us with sustenance. Meaning Allah is referring to the sun, that the sun is the light from the sun during the day is what produces the rizq that you eat. So the day is a means of livelihood. But if we say it's a dharf zaman, it's an adverb of time, Allah is saying what? We have made the daytime a period, a time in which you seek your livelihood. And today, most people in the world, when do they work? They work during the day. This is the time when you have the energy. This is a time that is ideal for work and acquiring sustenance. And then Allah, this is at least for those who don't work in the graveyard shifts, right? The night shifts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas, again, He reminds us of this ni'mah of day and night. And inshallah, when we finish these verses, I'll show you what the connection is to Qiyamah. So day and night, we take it for granted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas, Surah number 28, Ayah number 72, what does He say? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِن جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah says, what would you do if I made the day constant without night? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decides to suspend the entire system of day, that it doesn't change anymore until yawm al-qiyamah. Allah says, man ilahun ghayru Allah ya'tikum bilaylin taskununa fi. Who other than Allah will able to make the nighttime return? If there is some type of cosmic change that keeps the earth from rotating and we have day, you think NASA is going to be able to solve this problem? Who's going to be able to solve the problem if day becomes constant? Allah is telling us that you're powerless. Look what I'm able to do. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا in the 12th verse. So again, Allah uses the word bina. We build, But Allah says, look at what I build. You build a house, you build a skyscraper, but look at what I'm able to build. وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. I built above you seven strong heavens, shidada. Now, what is Allah referring to when He says, وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا? There are a number of opinions. One opinion is that these سَبْعًا شِدَادًا refer to the seven heavens, السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ. And what does this mean? This means essentially that we have seven universes, if you want to look at it like that. Sama'ud dunya is the universe that we see. For example, in Allah in Surah Al-Mulk, ayah number 5, what does He say? وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ. Allah says, Sama'ud dunya, this universe that has the stars and the galaxies, this is Sama'ud dunya. There are six other heavens that you're not aware of. This is one opinion. Others, they say, the seven heavens that Allah is referring to is the layers of the atmosphere above the earth. سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. It's reinforcement. It's a protective cover that Allah Azza wa Jal has created to protect us, for example, from the dangerous UV light, to protect us from meteorites. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I built this structure above you. سَبْعًا شِدَادًا. Another interesting opinion is that this ayah, سَبْعًا شِدَادًا, is referring to seven dimensions of the same universe. Why? Because if you go to Surah At-Talaq, Surah number 65, ayah number 12, what does Allah say? Allah says, أَلَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتِ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ. Allah says, I created seven heavens and I created also seven earths. يُنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنْ. When Allah makes a decree, the decree passes through all of these samawat, all of these araleen. So some ulama say these seven heavens, seven araleen, could refer to different dimensions of this universe that we see. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. We sent down from Al-Mu'sirat. Mu'sirat here is what? It literally means to squeeze, that which is squeezed. And this is a reference to the clouds. Allah says, we send down ma'an thajaja. Thajaja means overflowing, abundant water from those things that are squeezed. And Allah is saying it's as if they are being squeezed by the winds and they bring down the rain. Now I want you to think about this system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Think about how difficult it is, how much engineering it requires to transport large amounts of water from one region of the world to another. You would need a team of engineers to put together some type of system for water transport. But look at the way that Allah transports water. He transports it through clouds. So clouds are the vehicles that transport water, large amounts of water. And what happens? So it rains, and Allah Azza wa Jal, He's able to make the vehicle disappear. Water is heavy. You know, if you carry water in a heavy book, it's very difficult to transport. Allah is transporting this water in the clouds. And then the vehicle that's transporting the water, it vanishes. And then it appears. Even the most brilliant engineers in the world could not even come up with a concept like that, a system like that. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا. Why does Allah do this? Why does Allah send down rain? Allah mentions one of the reasons why, one of the benefits of this rain. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا. Allah says, so that we may bring forth grain and vegetation. Yes, the farmer is plowing the land, but Allah says, I am behind this. You see the means, you're not seeing the real cause. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا. We don't need to go to another planet to get our food. In fact, we don't even need to put that much effort. The food grows from the earth without even any really much effort on our part. لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا. So حَبًّا refers to the grain. And if you look at the food pyramid, the bulk of what we need as human beings is what? It's grain. وَنَبَاتًا. Allah speaks about plants, vegetables. Again, if you look at the food pyramid, usually we eat the worst stuff. We're always eating the stuff at the top of the pyramid. But at the base of it is حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا. These important nutrients for man. وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا. Allah says this rain also produces lush gardens that yield fruits and all of these other types of food. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all of these different things in creation, these things that He created, these blessings. So what's the relationship between this and the day of Qiyamah and the day of judgment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is He trying to say here? Notice that everything that Allah mentioned was created with purpose. Everything has a purpose. The mountains have a purpose. The earth has a purpose. The rain falls, it has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He's trying to tell us is, if everything around you was created with purpose, do you think that you, human being, you were created without purpose? If there is no qiyamah, that means man has no purpose. You live 50, 60 years and you die and it's finished. If there is no qiyamah, it means insan has no purpose. Allah says, look around you. Everything that I created has an aim. It has a function. It has a purpose. You are part of that system. And therefore, you also have a purpose. If you doubt my ability to bring the dead back to life, look what I'm able to do. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا, and so on and so forth. And then Allah says, and we'll conclude with this ayah, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ. يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ is one of the names of the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Day of Judgment with many different names. He calls it the Day of Qiyamah, because it's the day we will stand up and come out of our graves. It's the day in which you will stand before Allah for hisab. It's also called Yawmul Hasra, the day of regret. It's a day of regret for the non-believers because they didn't follow the teachings of the prophets, they didn't follow the divine guidance. And it's also a day of regret even for the mu'mineen, because even the mu'min is going to regret that they did not do more to reach the higher levels of Jannah. But here Allah, what does He say? He calls it Yawm al-Fasl. What does the word Fasl mean? It means to separate things that were originally together. So why is the Day of Judgment Yawm al-Fasl? The ulama say because the Day of Judgment is a day in which there's going to be Faslul Haqq anil Batil. In this life, haq and batil are mixed. Someone may say truth and they will also say falsehood. Truth and falsehood are intertwined, they're mixed. On the day of judgment, Allah says, I will make haq and batil separate. It will be very clear what the truth was and what falsehood was. Another opinion is, and they could contain all of these meanings, faslul mu'minina anil mujrimeen. In this life, the mu'min and the kafir, the muslih and the mufsid, they're all together. Everyone is living under one roof. Allah says, in that world, I'm going to separate. In dunya, the mu'min and the kafir, everybody's together. Allah says, that's the day of fasl. I'm going to separate the mu'mineen from the kuffar, the muhsineen from the mujrimeen. It's also a day of separation. فَصْلُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ عَنْ أَوْلَادِهِمْ. It's a day in which Allah will separate you from your family. In this life, you're with your family. You're with your mother, your father, your siblings, your spouse, your children. But that is a day in which you will be separated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Abasa, verses number 34 to 37, what does he say? يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Allah says on the day of judgment, يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ, you're not just going to turn away, you're going to run away from your brother, from your mother, your father, your spouse, your children who are a part of you. There's a hadith, and we'll conclude here, about a conversation that takes place between parents and their children on the day of judgment. The hadith is from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. The hadith says, وَإِنَّ, it's a long hadith, but I'm giving you an excerpt of it. وَإِنَّ الْوَالِدَ لَيَتَعَلَّقُ بِوَلَدِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of judgment, the father will grab onto his son in a state of panic. يَتَعَلَّقُ, he'll grab onto his son. What will the father say to his son? فَيَقُولُ يَا بُنَيْ أَيُّ وَالِدٍ كُنْتُ لَكَ. What kind of father was I to you, O my son? Didn't I take care of you? Didn't I provide for you? Didn't I fulfill all of your needs? I took care of you for 18, 20 years. Ya bunay, inni qad ihtajtu ila mithqala dharratin min hasanatika anju biha. He says, O my son, I was your father. I provided for you. I took care of you. I showed you nothing but love and affection. I just have one request today. I just need mithqala dharratin min hasanatik. I just need a small atom's worth of your hasanat that you donate them to me. The hadith says the son will say to his father that, oh my father, you were a good father to me. I admit that. But he says, atakhawwafu mithla ma tatakhawwaf. I am afraid. The father is saying, I just need one hasanat and I'm saved from Jahannam. I will achieve salvation if you just give me one small hasan. The son says to his father that, oh my father, I'm just as afraid as you are today. You're afraid? I'm also afraid. فَلَا أَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ أُعْطِيَكَ شَيْئًا. I cannot give you anything. This is a son who says this to the father. The mother will come to her son or her daughter on the day of judgment and say to her daughter or her son that, oh my child, I have too many sayyat, too many sins. Can you take the burden of one sin off of my back? I carried you in my womb. You were a burden that I carried inside of me for 9 months. Can you just take one burden off of my back on this day? The son and the daughter will say that, oh my mother, I cannot carry the burden that I have. I cannot take any of the sayyat. Brothers and sisters, the day of judgment is a serious day. Sometimes we take it lightly. Allah says, this is inna yawma al-fasli kana. This is the day where people are on their own. You're separated. Inna yawma al-fasli kana miqata. Allah says that this is a day that has a fixed time. It's not something that Allah, He still hasn't decided when the Qiyamah is going to take place. It's like clockwork. The time is set and we're counting down. Every day is a day closer to the day of judgment. Miqata, coming from the word waqt. It has a very precise time. Now what's interesting is that look at the verses before. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He spoke about day and He spoke about night. He mentioned the sun and He mentioned the growing of crops. All of these things have a fixed time. Day has a fixed time. Night has a fixed time. The sun rises at a fixed time. Certain crops, they grow at certain times. Allah says, just as those things in dunya, they had fixed times, Qiyamah also has a fixed time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He also told us that what? I created, وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. I created you in pairs. Allah says, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ also has a pair. The zawj of dunya is akhirah. They go hand in hand. Because this life is the plant, you're planting in this life. It's the plantation, the farm field of the akhirah. Inna yawm al-fasli kana miqata. It's a fixed time. But no one knows when that time will be. Even the Holy Prophet. The Muslims, they would ask the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, akhbirni an as-sa'a. Tell us when the day of judgment will take place. Rasulullah, he says, Mal mas'oolu anha bi'a'lami min as-sa'il. He says, the one who is questioning, the one who is being asked, does not know more than the one who's asking. Rasulullah says, I don't know. I know it's going to happen. But this is knowledge that Allah has preserved for Himself. Inshallah, next week we'll continue our discussion on Surah An-Naba. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. If there are any questions, we can take questions. Yes. Yeah, again, An-Naba al-Azim, yeah. No. Yeah, the word Naba al-Azim, it could have a broad meaning.